The talk today is on Padre Pio's words, "That is quite enough." And it was directed to a Giovanni Bardazzi. He was a Tuscan who was not lacking in ardor or daring, but he really hated the church. He persecuted the church. So could Padre Pio help convince him otherwise? Hello friends, and welcome to this channel on Padre Pio. And here we have a series of short stories on the life of our great saint. He was a Capuchin friar, a mystic, a tremendous miracle worker. So do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and what his intercession could do for you. We encourage everyone to enroll your Mass pre-intentions. So we have a Mass every Friday. It's dedicated to Padre Pio. We bring your intentions to Padre Pio in this Mass. Just see the video on the end screen, how to enroll your intentions. To help us with this Padre Pio apostolate, it'd be tremendous if you like the video and you share the video with your friends, with your colleagues. Returning to our story, Giovanni Bardazzi, as we said, was a Tuscan, and he was not lacking in ardor or daring, as we're going to see now. And he had joined the ranks of the Communist Party in Prato and was appointed in charge of the party's branch. And we'll see that he, in fact, was the right man for that job. His one aim was to restore order according to communist ideology. And he could not bear the sight of anything religious, priests, monks, or nuns. So he reminds me of a kind of a Saul of Tarsus type of person. One day he found some religious sisters in his house, and he promptly threw them out. And then he turned on his wife. Why had she let them in? In fact, he was so radical that he wanted to change all churches into dance halls, and he worked towards that goal feverishly, like someone possessed. But one night he had a dream in which he saw a bearded friar. On his hands were mittens, were gloves. And the friar said to him, "That is quite enough. It's time to stop all of this. I am waiting for you at San Giovanni Rotondo." This dream really disturbed Bardazzi a lot. Who could this religious person be? And where is San Giovanni Rotondo? He's given the town he must go to. So he spoke to his wife, who told him who the friar was and where San Giovanni Rotondo was. And she added further that she encouraged him, actually, that he must go there and clear up everything that's going on in his mind. And yet still, he was hesitant. Should I go there or shouldn't I go there, he wondered. And then after some time, he decided that he did really need to get to the bottom of this whole matter. And so he set out to San Giovanni Rotondo, together with his wife and with some friends. When they arrived there, his wife and his friends, he sent them off to the monastery. And then he promptly sought out the local Communist Party headquarters. So that's how these societies work. And he had no doubt that they would fill him in on who this hoaxer was. But to his utter amazement, these comrades, they were actually very far from sharing his views on this priest, Padre Pio. And in fact, no one seemed to be willing or dared to meddle in the affairs of Padre Pio. So of course, Bardazzi, he could not understand this. How had they become such lukewarm communists? The only thing to do for him was to go to the monastery himself and check out who this man was. Well, he arrived there at the monastery, and there was another surprise for him. Early in the morning, there was a crowd already waiting outside the church. They were praying. They had their rosaries in hand. Even the men were praying. And so now he was starting to understand even less. What kind of world is this? He wondered. He told himself he would need to go and talk to this priest himself and to put him straight. And he was convinced that this whole thing was a hoax to deceive poor people. But he himself, he was certain he would not be taken in by this. When Padre Pio arrived the next day, Bardazzi went forward. For seemingly no reason, he started to tremble all over. "What's going on?" he thought. And then Padre Pio walked up to him. When he reached Bardazzi, in a very quiet voice he said, "So the black sheep has returned." Gosh, Bardozzi thought, is that meant to be some sort of a compliment? However, the poor atheist now found himself engulfed in this whole strange atmosphere, a totally spiritual one, and he rapidly found himself heading towards some sort of a spiritual crisis. The next day he went to Padre Pio's Mass, it was in the old chapel, and there Bardozzi makes sure that he positioned himself very carefully in the church so that he would be able to observe carefully every movement that Padre Pio made. During the Mass, when Padre Pio turned around and extended his arms at their orate fratres, that is the pray brethren, his hands were now bare, they had no gloves on, because Padre Pio could not say Mass with gloves, and the stigmata as a result were visible, and they were starting to bleed. They were surrounded with blood, as often happened during his Mass. And this could be seen clearly by everyone. And all present were absolutely astounded, and there was a dead silence. But particularly because of the suffering that they saw on the priest's face. And Bardozzi, he wanted proof now. So he was a diehard skeptic, as we can see. And he thought this thought. If it is true that this priest suffers the passion of Christ at this moment, why couldn't he, Bardozzi, have some share of that too? And what a thought that turned out to be. Suddenly, an intolerable pain seized him. It lasted but an instant, but it seemed like an eternity to Bardozzi. So was this going to be enough to change his life? Let's see how stubborn Bardozzi was. And so this is how this fiery, hot-headed Tuscan was introduced to the supernatural ambience that surrounded Padre Pio. And Bardozzi was now more perplexed than ever. And he started to see things in a slightly different light, the light of grace, we could say. And he was becoming aware now of his own sinfulness. And thereafter, once he was aware of that, he wanted to go to confession with Padre Pio. But Padre Pio put this question directly to him. Tell me, what is it that the Lord has done to you? Kind of like Saul of Tarsus, similar to that. And Bardozzi still replied, nothing. I don't even know if he really exists. What do you mean, Padre Pio wanted to know? You don't know if he really exists. Of course he exists. And after this, the two men now entered into a serious and long discussion. But in the end, it led nowhere. And so to Padre Pio, this man was now not ready yet. And he told him so in no uncertain terms, saying the following, I cannot give you absolution because I don't want to go to hell myself because of you. So he's asking forgiveness of God, whom he also at the same time says he doesn't believe in. So Padre Pio would be making a mockery of God if he accepted this. At this, Bardozzi was now plunged into the deepest spiritual darkness. And after that, he went and he racked his brains, he interrogated his conscience, and he decided that eventually, the only way now is just to get out of this mess. So something was working in his conscience, in his soul. And then little by little, with time, with the help of God's grace, together with Padre Pio's prayers, light began slowly to flood the soul of Bardozzi. And then finally, and this sounds almost like a miracle, he saw himself with the eyes of Christ. And then he sincerely asked for forgiveness. After that, he went to Padre Pio again, was only too happy this time to give him absolution. And then a totally transformed Bardozzi returned to Prato. When he was there, he left the Communist Party. And of course, his former comrades, they really mocked him. He had to endure all of their torments. His sincerity was now being tested. But Bardozzi did show a strength of soul and a spiritual certainty. And he did not waver. And then from then on, with the help of Padre Pio, he began a new life. So that is the story of Bardozzi, his conversion from a fierce persecutor of the church to an ardent follower of Padre Pio. And we do ask you to join us next time. Our video that follows, it's called A Slow Conversion. It's about Alberto de Fenta, who was a Freemason. So not every conversion happens instantly. And he went from being an atheist to a devout follower of Padre Pio. So do join us for that story. We do encourage everyone to enroll your mass prayer intentions. If you're not receiving reminders of our videos, then you have to make sure that you are subscribed to our channel. And after subscribing, you have to click that little reminder bell too.